listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from James chapter 2 verse 20 and talk to you about examples of a living faith. Again, I'm going to begin at James chapter 2, verse 20, and read all the way through verse 24, where we read this. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. In his letter to Christians, James painted the contrast between a living faith, that's faith that indeed saves, and a dead faith that accomplishes nothing for eternity. James used the Old Testament to demonstrate what he already said about the character of a living faith, showing that a faith that is not accompanied by works is a dead faith. It's faith that cannot rescue. Here is an example from the life of Abraham. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Now, Abraham was justified by faith long before he offered Isaac, according to Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. But his obedience in offering Isaac demonstrated that he did, in fact, trust God. He did have real faith. James correctly estimates that Abraham did offer his son Isaac on the altar, even though the angel stopped him from actually killing his son. Yet he had offered Isaac, his son, in his firm resolution and intention, and he would have undoubtedly had completed the act if God had not stopped him. Abraham was so complete in his obedience that he counted Isaac as dead and set him on the altar. So we see, as James says, faith was working together with his works, and by works, faith was made perfect. Faith and works cooperated perfectly together in Abraham. If he had never believed God, he could have never done the good work of obedience when he was asked to offer Isaac. And as well, his faith was proven true. It was completed. It was made perfect by his obedient works. James then applied this. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. The faith only that will not justify a man is a faith that is without works, a dead faith. But true faith, living faith, is shown to be true by good works. That will alone justify. Works must accompany a genuine faith because genuine faith is always connected with regeneration, being born again, becoming a new creation in Jesus, just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. If there is no evidence of a new life, then there is no genuine saving faith. The great preacher of Victorian England, Charles Spurgeon, is reported to have said this, "The grace that does not change my life will not save my soul." Now, to be honest, I've read a lot of Spurgeon, and I've never come across that exact quote. Yet, even if Spurgeon never did say it, the idea is valid. Real faith, real grace will show itself in real life. Does it show in your life? Talk to God about it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.